Fredfilm Radio. I'm Matt Micucci, and anyone who follows our work may or may not be aware of our interest in film education, film literacy, which we've been working on through our Project Fred at School. So therefore, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome on our online airwaves Jürgen Biesinger, who is the producer of the Young Audience Award. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matt, for inviting me for this interview.
So, Jürgen, could you introduce our listeners to the Young Audience Awards? What are the Young Audience Awards?
The Young Audience Awards is a film award, pretty much like the European Film Awards on the European basis, or like the National Film Awards on the national basis, like the César in France. The French youngsters will know this probably, or the Donatello Award in Italy, or in Germany it's called the Lola, and the BAFTA in UK, and such and such. So there is such a like for the European films, which is called the European Film Awards. And one award of this European Film Award is the Young Audience Award, dedicated to films for a young audience.
Yeah. And now, how did these awards start, and how have they kind of developed throughout the years?
The Academy, the European Film Academy, as the organizer of the European Film Awards, they were often asked to dedicate one award also to the children's films. And the Academy was always trying to find a solution for this, because the European Film Awards has 21 categories to give an award, and to add a 22nd award seemed that it would go under between all the other awards. So therefore, the Academy was always looking for a special formula to create an award which is really adding to the awards, and not being just an add-on. You know what I mean? This sounds very complicated, but I hope you got it.
Hey, you know, so the now it's taking part in 25 countries. That's quite a lot of countries.
Yes, it grew really rapidly, because we started with 6 countries, and the first year was also just to try out how the young audience would accept this, and whether they would like this formula the Academy invented. And it was from the beginning, it was a big success. So in the second year, 9 countries, and then in the third year it was 17 countries, and now, yes, as you said, 25 countries participating. I think it's obviously it meets the needs of a certain audience between 12 and 14 years, who have a certain lust for such kind of films, and not only American blockbuster, but to see also European films which are a little bit more challenging, they like this idea, and they have they want to see these films. So this is maybe the reason for the success.
Yeah, kind of presenting a young audience with more challenging brand of film. Maybe learn about other cultures as well, because after all, that's part of the kind of power of cinema, of the art that is cinema.
Absolutely, and it's really different to most of the films these young audiences have seen so far. We get the feedback from those who participated in the Young Audience Awards that they were not aware before that such kind of films do exist, because they have seen Transformers 1, 2, whatever, and all these fast food films, and they were really astonished, and they had the feeling they discovered something which they were not aware of the existence before.
And of course, part of the actual fun, I guess, it's also that apart from learning, it's also a great event to kind of get together and communicate with other kind of children or young people who are sort of getting into developing an interest in cinema. And I think that's fascinating.
Absolutely. When in Erfurt in the first year when the host of this Young Audience Film Day, it was a German children's TV host, when he was telling this young audience in Erfurt that right now this is also happening in five other cities throughout Europe, it was you really could feel this emotion, this what? Oh no, so it's not just here, but it's all over Europe. So it was already this kind of excitement, which definitely added to the value of this happening. And then in the third year, we started connecting the cities via webcam, so that between the screenings, you could see on the big screen, you could see like small windows to the other cinemas. You could see the children in Budapest that they were right now discussing something. You could see in Stockholm that the kids are entering the cinema, and somewhere else they were waving to the towards the camera. So it was this interaction suddenly, and it was and not only the knowledge that there are other cities doing the same, but you could really see them. It was something they could really feel that it's actually taking place, and this added absolutely to the excitement of this event.
Yeah, because we were talking about it before the interview, the internet and the technical advancements have kind of facilitated the existence of this type of project.
Yeah, because one of the maybe one, again something which is probably part of this success of the Young Audience Award, it's the directors of the films are participating. They are in Erfurt, and they are answering questions to all the kids from the other cities. They are able to connect themselves to the directors. We try this year also to connect to some of the young actors of the nominated films and try to get them via Skype during the ceremony. So for those kids sitting, or maybe not kids, but youngsters, sitting there in the audience and having participated all day, now that they realize that even the young actors they have seen in the films before, they are also now watching what's going on. They are following the live stream. So it's something where suddenly the audience is on the same level as the actors or the directors. And this is something which is only nowadays possible, where you have these very short ways by using the internet. You can just in real time talk to the creators of the films and the actors.
Yes. Yeah. And just to go over the structure of the actual of how it works, I believe it's three films that are screened, and then the young audience gets to vote the winner out of those three films.
Yes, yeah. And which is also very important, they do not only watch the films and then vote, but they also have the opportunity to exchange their thoughts and opinions or impressions on the film. So after each screening, or it is maybe depending on the in the different cities, they may actually do it differently, but more or less it's always the same. They the youngsters, they discuss after the screening the film, they talk, they exchange ideas, more or less supervised by some moderators. And so it's not only watching and saying, oh yeah, I liked it, but it's also maybe some of them, they changed their opinion, because they learned that by asking this or the other question, suddenly the perception of the film may change. And so it's a reflecting thing also, which they are learning and which is quite important for us. So after really reflecting and exchanging, then they are voting for their favorite and their second favorite film. So they do not only vote for their winning film, but also for the second best and third best film. So
Well, I'm looking at the list now of the three films that are nominated in this year. It's My Skinny Sister, which is a Swedish and German co-production, The Invisible Boy from Italy, and Your Ugly 2 from Ireland. So they come from different countries, too. It's like a variety of productions from different territories.
Yes.
And it's absolutely fascinating. So when are the awards actually taking place?
The awards are taking place on the 3rd of May. And it's a Sunday, and that's what we call now the Young Audience Film Day. And in the evening, then the ceremony is taking place, and it's streamed live on the website of the European Film Awards. Mm. And yeah, you can see it there at 8 p.m. In Middle European, Central European summertime.
Yes, and then also if anyone would like to keep in touch with the Young Audience Awards, they're on the social media, and there's a website that describes in more detail whatever happens and what goes on. As a final question, I guess I would like to ask you, what do you think is the importance of a young audience becoming familiar with a more challenging type of film?
My personal opinion is that by watching those kind of films, you get a better understanding of the lives around you, not only on a national basis, but also on beyond your social boundaries, beyond of course, geographical, political, whatever boundaries. So you may travel by just watching those films. You undertake a travel, a trip to new lands in your imagination. And I think this is very important in a world where it's so easy to just follow your way, and it's the way you think how things should work and be, but it's definitely not the truth. There is a life beyond your boundary and your teacup, and those films are a very good tool to discover these things, because by just watching the fast food movies, you wouldn't, this may be entertaining, and there's nothing to be said against such movies, but it's not everything. There's something beyond this, and which broadens your horizon, and which makes your life more human, I would say.
I agree with you 100%. It was a great pleasure talking with you, Jürgen.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.